Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, August 13th. The American newspaper industry has been consolidating rapidly for the last 15 years and shedding journalism jobs as it goes. Now that consolidation is moving even faster. Last week, the parent company of Gatehouse Media, which owns 400 newspapers, announced it will acquire Gannett for $1.4 billion. Gatehouse and Gannett are the two biggest newspaper chains in the country. Now they'll become one. It'll keep the Gannett name. That's a smart business move. The Gannett brand is familiar to many of us. The flagship of its 215 papers is USA Today. It also owns the Detroit Free Press, the Tennessean in Nashville, and hundreds of smaller local papers like the Chillicothe Gazette in Ohio. The new giant news organization will have a presence in 47 states and reach 125 million unique visitors, according to the Washington Post. One reason behind creating such a mammoth business is to fend off ad sales competition from Facebook and Google, which together are expected to bring in 51% of all digital ad dollars this year, predicts the research organization eMarketer. Michael Reed, CEO of Gatehouse's parent company, said the merger is intended to, quoting here, reposition both companies for long-term growth and, importantly, to support quality journalism. It'll do so in part by focusing on growing digital subscriptions. But that long-term financial growth will also come from Gatehouse's traditional method, cost-cutting. Executives have announced that they intend to shrink expenses by $275 to $300 million. It's a large amount considering the size of the deal, reports the Wall Street Journal. It'll need to, in part, to pay debt on the high-interest loan the parent company is taking to finance this acquisition. More than 2,100 newspapers have closed since 2004, that according to a study by the University of North Carolina. With this new merger, reporters and editors all over the country are bracing for more layoffs. Still, some local news leaders see the deal as good news. George Stanley, editor of Gannett's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is one of the optimists. In an email to the news industry trade publication Pointer, Stanley said he believes the experienced Gannett execs who will run the merged company support local news, as he says, the news that is essential to our democracy. Well, that may well be, but it appears challenging as already thin news staffs anticipate shrinking even more. The deal should close by the end of the year if regulators and shareholders approve. In the meantime, industry observers are looking to McClatchy Newspapers and Tribune Company as the next possible newspaper tie-up as the consolidation rolls on. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you like our show, take a second and give us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, would you? It really helps new listeners find us. And for that, we are so grateful. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.